Kia ora, I'm Jane Patterson. Welcome to Focus on Politics, the last of the year as Parliament rises for the summer break. And what a year it's been.
It is with extreme sadness that I tell you that as at 7pm tonight, we believe that 40 people have lost their lives in this act of extreme violence. الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله
الرحمن الرحيم. The unimaginable hurt that our Islamic community is feeling is shared amongst all New Zealanders.
Friday, March 15, 2019 is the day everything changed in our country. A day when someone from outside our shores attempted to terrorise us and tear us apart. That, we believe, was his objective, and he has failed.
Right to be back! Climate justice! Right to be back now!
I think that our generation as a whole feels the urgency of it a lot more than perhaps other generations.
Wake up, New Zealand! You are drowning, you are suffocating, and you are running out of time!
The police have been called in to investigate what the Treasury calls a deliberate and systematic hack of its IT system. Yesterday, the National Party published what it said were secret budget details.
Imagine you've got a room in which you have placed important documents that you feel are secure, they're bolted down and the lock and key. But unknown to you, one of those bolts has a weakness. And someone who attacks that bolt deliberately, persistently, repeatedly finds that it breaks and they can enter and access those papers. And that's what's happened here.
Treasury has known since Tuesday exactly what happened. And they covered it up to hide their incompetence.
Do you think Simon Bridges will retain the National Party leadership?
Of course, yes, definitely. I'm a National Party supporter.
I think it's best for National for him to lose the leadership.
Why do you think that?
I don't think he's a strong leader.
I trust my colleagues, but I'm not going to get into these semantic silly games in the media.
For her part, Ms. Collins was telling reporters he had no reason to distrust her.
I've been in this business long enough, I don't get personally hurt by little things like that.
Should he trust you?
Of course he should.
I sat down with Jacinda Ardern and asked her how she would sum up the past year as Prime Minister.
Well, of course there's the personal and the political. On the political front, you know, I'm incredibly encouraged with what we've been able to achieve in the last 12 months. You know, landmark legislation on zero carbon, a historic agreement with our farming community around moving to reduce emissions. And then, of course, even things like the fact we're now building more houses than any government since the 1970s. Those are things that we've all geared up and managed to get good momentum around in the last 12 months. At the same time, of course, though, 2019, in my mind, March shifting will always be embedded squarely within this year. It's undeniably changed New Zealand in many ways. And so that, of course, really, really stands out, obviously.
Apart from the legislative changes that came as a result, how do you see the defining feature of that in terms of New Zealand after those attacks?
Going beyond the legislation, going beyond things like gun control and the work on extreme violent terrorism online, going beyond that, I hope that the legacy will be just one of diversity, one of compassion, one of empathy. But that's going to take daily acts. There's racism and discrimination in our society, and there are members of our community who experience that on a daily basis. My hope as the legacy is that every New Zealander commits to trying to weed that out and confronting it when they see it.
What is the thing that you look back on with the most pride?
You know, it's hard for me to separate out in, you know, reviewing a year, the personal from the political. You know, at a personal level, I've managed to, I hope, semi-successfully be a mum, and just watching Neve grow is a huge source of pride for me. Look, politically, you know, the progress that we've made, particularly on issues like child poverty, a huge motivation for me in politics. And over the course of the year, seeing the ongoing rollout of things like the Families Package, the work that the Child Poverty Reduction Bill, the delivery of our child wellbeing strategy, making gains for kids. You know, who could argue with that?
Regrets or situations you think maybe you could have handled better?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't shy away from acknowledging where things haven't gone as we would have wanted them to. And the housing crisis, we have made some excellent gains, particularly in public housing, state housing. But KiwiBuild was a part of that plan and wasn't building at the pace we wanted. But I think in politics we need to be willing to say out loud when that happens, giving ourselves the space actually to go back and look at whether it's achieving what we expect, do a bit of a reset so that we are having an impact for first-time buyers. But I do, in reflection, have some regrets that we weren't able to deliver it in the way we anticipated, but we also learnt from it too.
How do you see yourself as Prime Minister after a pretty tough year? We see leaders and events in their response shape leaders.
Yeah.
How has this year helped shape you as a relatively new Prime Minister?
There have been, you know, obviously defining, you know, personally moments that have felt to me like they will be just incredibly redefining, I guess, for me as a person, just at a human level, without even thinking about the leadership side of things. And there are memories that it will just stay with me for the rest of my life off the back of March 15. And one day I might have a bit more space to reflect on that period. Really, I think it'll be for others to determine how it changed my leadership. All I know is how it changed me as a person.
What's one of those memories? I mean, you've talked about the little boy in the car park. What are other memories that really stand out from that time?
The hospital, yeah, on the Saturday. Because, of course, you know, we were only 24 hours out the other side of the attack, and visiting some of the families in hospital, you know, they're in just such a devastating period of time, not knowing whether or not their loved ones would pull through. So you can imagine what that would have been like, yeah.
Everyone looking towards the end of the year, house adjourning for the summer break. Mm. Do you look forward to next year with excitement or trepidation, election year and the final year of the parliamentary term?
Oh, well, as you're right to point out, we've got a year left of governing. And, of course, as much as people turn their minds to the election, you know, traditionally that's last year, a seven-weekish period. But I think, you know, we'll be really mindful of making sure that actually, as much as people will be quite fixated on the election, we've got a job to do. So we'll continue to roll out our agenda, and it is a busy one. Right up until the point that we start campaigning. I feel heartened by the position we're in. You know, regardless of which poll you're looking at, Labor's in a better position than when we were able to form a government. We still have the majority of supportive New Zealanders. For me, it's just about continuing to earn it right up until the election.
What about coalition relations? Are you worried that the election campaign is going to put attention on those relationships?
No, I'm not, because actually one of my guiding principles right from the beginning, I said that a sign of success for me as a government would be that each individual party had continued to maintain their own identity and continue to maintain their own personal support. I don't think it actually benefits anyone in an MMP environment if we have coalitions formed and then smaller parties suffer as a consequence. It builds probably reluctance to form governments in that way. And also I think means that people might not necessarily see the differences between the political parties and see themselves reflected in their politics. So the fact that, you know, actually we've seen the New Zealand First and the Greens hold up in their support in the polls, I think means that they have been able to all the way through maintain their own identity, and that will continue to be the case in the lead up to the election.
Last year when I sat down with the National Party leader Simon Bridges, he was just emerging from the Jamie Lee Ross controversy and the resultant pressure on his leadership. So how is he feeling a year on?
Oh, ye of little faith. Well, you know, I think we've ended the year better than we've started. And it's a funny old thing, actually, talking with colleagues. If at the start of the year it was about, you know, keeping people's spirits up, I think right now it's about making sure people have a national, a realistic sense of what a hard task next year will be for National. A lot of work to do, and we're not at all complacent.
So looking at your leadership over the year, how would you describe it from coming back after the summer break to now looking ahead to this one going into an election year?
Look, I think it's overall been a very good year. I mean, there's been valleys and mountaintops. And I think, as I say, we finished as a party and under my leadership stronger than we've started. I think we right now are the party that have got the ideas and the momentum. Pleased with a couple of things. Holding the government to account. I think there's a bunch of big things like capital gains tax and the like, where the pressure from opposition has... seeing the government back down on things I think would have been hurtful to New Zealanders. But also that alongside of that, look, we have put out 10 discussion documents. They've given a great sense of direction to the National Party. And I think they've also given New Zealanders a clearer sense of what a government under my leadership and with my team would look like.
What did you have to do in terms of your caucus management to be in what is a strong position at the end of the year? Did you have to tackle some of those challenges or some of the manoeuvrings within the caucus?
Well, look, sure. I mean, I think that's inevitable in opposition. And I think the reality is, if you think about this term, people overuse rugby metaphors, but it is a bit like a rugby game. That first half would always be tough. New government, new young Prime Minister, haven't done anything wrong. In a sense, a government of 9 years where, look, people would have their different views, but even if got a lot right, people tire of the same faces. So that first half was always going to be tough. I always had a faith and sense that, and made clear to my caucus, if we kept our shape, if we did the mahi on the things that mattered, such as the policy work, the second half things would start to turn. And I think we are seeing that.
What do you look back and on the year and say that's what I'm most proud of?
I think it is the discussion documents. I think it is this sense of doing what oppositions often don't do well, and which means you have more time in opposition, and that is not just the criticism, and you do have to do that, I think. It's a legitimate role for opposition, but it's that sense of our ideas, in a sense, the shape. I mean, there's a spectrum here, from mood music at one end through to very clear, crisp policies. I think with our discussion documents, we've been somewhat in the middle of that. I'm now thinking very much, after a break, about how we crispen that and narrow it down to, I think, what will be the really core issues that New Zealanders will want to hear from us on.
Biggest regret of 2019?
Gee, it was like a job interview, the sort of what are your weaknesses kind of question. That as I sit here, I need to think of something, and I can't. I don't feel that I have a significant regret, in as much as I don't think for myself personally or my team we left much in the can. I know I've given it a lot, worked very hard for National. You know, there's always situations and people have, you know, I think, like me, are thoroughly sick of the Jamie Lee Ross saga, but, you know, where you can overanalyse these things. But I think on the whole, we've had a National, a very good year, albeit we can't read too much into what that means in election year. We've got a lot of work, but we can't be complacent. It will be a close, tough election.
Is realistically the only option for National next year to get such a big party vote that you can govern alone? Or do you have other scenarios that are realistic?
I think the reality is I don't know. I certainly want that first scenario to be right. I mean, my key message whenever I'm in public meetings and like people ask me about coalition partners and the like is that we need to be big and strong. I think the truth is, if the National Party is very low 40s or 30s, that's not good enough. And so we need to be within shooting distance, the biggest party from by some way. I, as a proxy, I think about us versus Labour and the Greens, and that's I think, a relatively useful measure about where, you know, our strength needs to be. Will there be options, though? Look, watch this space. I've said many times, and I believe it, there are some gaps in the market. I think there is room somewhere for a genuinely sustainable Green Party, and we know there's one of those in the centre that can go either way. I still think a Maori Party, I say a Maori Party rather than the Maori Party deliberately, is something we may see. I do think the government will get a tough time, for example, at Ratana and Waitangi this year. And look, then there's other possibilities besides.
Is anything more advanced than it has been at any stage this year with any of those options?
Look, I think so, but that's my sense of the Chinese whispers I hear around me. The truth is, though, I can't over-engineer these things. I'm not going to go out and help set up another party. I'm just not going to be involved in any of
nods,
that directly or indirectly.
Any seat deals?
No, we're certainly not thinking about any of those things.
Except ACT, which is still on the table.
That's right, in which we'll formally be clear on next year. But you sort of sit there and say, look, I'm play with a pretty open hand on these things. Were you to see some of these minor parties getting numbers consistently? You know, I think New Zealanders expect the National Party to be open to doing what it takes to get government.
So you're keeping that all in play. You're keeping a very close eye on those developments and keeping the options open.
I think you've got to say never, because whilst I totally recognise and respect the result of the election as an MMP result, where, you know, Winston Peters, in a sense, chose the government, not in a sense, he did choose the government. I think for many New Zealanders, they see that and they say, well, you know what, that means that actually for the National Party, yep, get as big as you can, but you have a responsibility to try and ensure you are the government if you can be.
That's Focus on Politics. I'm Jane Patterson. Thanks for joining us. That's our final programme for 2019. We'll be back early next year. Mā te wā.